Welcome back to the Morning Mindset edition of the Liberal Change Podcast. I'm Kerry Green. I'm a retired pastor and an entrepreneur, and more importantly, a brother in Christ who cares about how we as God's people live in this world. We are to live lives of true faith and holiness that cause others to notice and give glory to our God. And so this morning mindset is just one little way I am attempting to give encouragement to my brothers and sisters. So whoever you are, I hope this encourages you. Whatever place you find yourself in life, it's my prayer that these morning mindsets will be of encouragement to you. And if you know of someone who you believe could use this kind of encouragement, I encourage you to do something right now. Pause this player, however you're listening to this, and share this with that person right now. Just stop and do it. It'll take you less than a minute. Include a little note that tells them why you're sharing this with them, and see if you can be used of God to bring encouragement to another brother or sister in Christ. It's an incredible opportunity we have to lift up one another in the Lord. Now, yesterday, we covered the section in Exodus 6, which we're going to dive back into, where God has gone to Moses and has told him to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let the people of Israel go from their slavery. And instead, Pharaoh refuses and makes the slavery even harder. And as the people complain to Moses, he goes to God and asks God, "What are you doing, God?" Have you ever been there? Have you asked God, "What are you doing?" That's exactly where Moses is. And God replies to Moses and he tells him, "I am going to deliver my people with a strong hand. I am going to keep my covenant that I made with your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so I want you to say to the people, the Lord, Yahweh, will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. And he will deliver you from your slavery to them. And he will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. He will take you to be his people, and he will be your God. And you will know that he is Yahweh, your God, who's brought you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. God will bring you into the land that he swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and he will give it to you as a possession, because he is the Lord, Yahweh." Moses said those things to the people in obedience to God. I'm sure they were encouraging to God, just the reiteration of his promise. I mean, encouraging to Moses, rather. But when Moses delivers it to the people, in verse 9 of chapter 6 of the book of Exodus, we read that the people of Israel did not listen to Moses because of their broken spirit and harsh slavery. Man, have you ever been there? Have you had a time in your life when even the promises of God aren't much comfort to you because your spirit is broken? You've had some harsh circumstance that's happened in your life, and it's broken you down. It's demoralized you. It's discouraged you. Maybe you're there right now. I don't know, but I pray that you will be able to hear what I'm about to say to you. Times like this right now, this morning mindset, are the steps we have to take day after day to prepare us for those times of discouragement, because we know they're going to come, right? Life is not perfect. There is not any such thing as a perfect existence. Difficulties will come, and challenges to our faith will come. And we've got to be doing the things that will build us up and strengthen us for such a time as that, so that when the time comes, we will not be like the people of Israel, who will not listen to the promises of God because our spirit is broken. I want to encourage you, set your mind, make the decision right now that you will put practices into your lives like you're doing right now, listening to the morning mindset, that can enable you to be ready for those times when your faith will be discouraged and you will hear the promise of God, and then be able to respond positively in faith because you are ready.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.